T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
South Carolina, congratulations to the Gamecocks. Big ups. Congratulations to the Gamecocks. They dominated Clemson this weekend. I say dominated because they went 2-0, right? I realize they won both games in walk-off fashion. And I realize that both games were incredibly close and hotly contested, 8-7 in one, 3-2 in the other one. But the Gamecocks win this series, and they win this series going away. And you look at the Palmetto series, right? They call this thing the Palmetto series. And I was looking at this, and South Carolina leads this 4-1. And you would think, if you're a Gamecock fan, that you would be making a huge deal out of this, right? That you guys are beating Clemson 4-1 in the Palmetto series. But this stuff is so hard to find, I can't even tell you all four of the events that South Carolina's won. I know that they beat Clemson in women's tennis. I know that they won two baseball games, all right? I know that there has not been a basketball game, a men's basketball game, because of COVID-19. But I know that South Carolina leads this thing 4-1. And I've got to ask you guys to open up the show today, this Palmetto Series Cup, and I found all these links. I was looking up, what is the current Palmetto Series? There is a Twitter account for the Palmetto Series. It hasn't been updated since July of last year. It just hasn't been updated. You look up the Palmetto Series online, what comes up are links from 2 and 3 years old. South Carolina wins fourth straight Palmetto Series. But what are the standings now? Who has won the games now? Diesel, like, how are the Gamecock fans not making a bigger deal out of this thing? Because you and I both know that the reputation here in this market is that they beat Clemson at nothing. That they really have not even one shred of credibility to what they can say compared to what Clemson Athletics is doing.
Well, we talk about on the show all the time, in the station all the time, that, you know, when South Carolina football is good, and Clemson South Carolina is one of the best rivalries, you know, low key rivalries in college football. It doesn't seem like it's much of a rivalry. It doesn't seem like anybody cares, you know, outside of football. Is that where we are? Do people just not care? If it's not football, is it just like is it football and everything else? Because it really seems to be that way.
You know, like, you'll talk to people in the area, and they will say Clemson, if you talk to Gamecock fans, they'll say to you, Clemson clearly has us in football, but if you look at the sports, we have them in everything else. They invest all of their resources into one team, and we beat them in the other sports. So, South Carolina Gamecock fans, you lead the Palmetto Series 4-1. I bet you 95% of you guys, regardless of what side of the rivalry you're on, didn't even know that. You didn't even know you were leading the Palmetto Series 4-1 right now. It's impossible to find. I'm wondering why. Why is it exactly that when you have suffered so mightily at the hands of this rivalry, nobody seems to know? I can't find one link on this. Diesel, while we're talking here, can you do a quick search, a quick Google search, to see if you can even find, like, who has won what games this year in the Palmetto Series? Like, can you even find it? Are Gamecock fans, have they reached a point of depression where we can't even locate the results anymore? We don't even know who's won in what sports? Because the reality is, when you combine all the sports, you're kicking Clemson's ass. Yar, 4-1. You're destroying them right now. But I can't even find it. I looked it up today. I'm like, well, okay, 4-1. It's 4-1, but what are the games? What did they win in? 2 in baseball, 1 in women's tennis. What's the other one? And what's the one that Clemson won? Like, you would think this would be the biggest deal in the state, wouldn't you? Especially for Gamecock fans, long-suffering Gamecock fans that have nothing else to crow about. See what I did there? Nothing else to crow about, but it's like a pin drop, man. It's like a pin drop. If you're a Gamecock fan, you're listening to this right now and you're saying, oh, that's pretty cool. We're up 4-1 in the Palmetto Series. I didn't know we were up 4-1 in the Palmetto Series. Why is that? 71307 on the text line, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show this afternoon. If for the life of me, I can't figure out the why here. Texter says it's because Carolina only cares about beating Clemson in the one sport that everybody watches from start to finish. So if we don't really care about, you know, they used to do this with all colleges too. I think they still do. Stanford does really well in it any year. It's like the Sears All Sports Trophy or something like that. It may have changed names. But, you know, if what we care about is college sports, wouldn't this be a big deal? And if it is, in fact, you Gamecock fans have something to cheer about for the first time in a long time. But methinks it's really more about what I hold in my hand right here. And I'm going to tap it against the microphone. Can you hear that? What I hold in my hand are the finances for another Power 5 program that you guys know very, very well. LSU. All right, and here we go. Here are the Series Cup results I know attached to the dollar figures each program brings the school. Women's tennis lost $1.1 million for LSU. Baseball profited $569,000, which is kind of a drop in the bucket, right? But it profited $569,000. And football profits $56 million. Let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 athletic programs at LSU. 3 were in the black. 14 were in the red. And football bankrolled everything. Their football was the only sport that even profited $2 million or more. Men's basketball was $1.6 million. Baseball was $569,000, nothing else profited. Is that what's really going on here? Is it that we attach value to a win with monetary value to a program? Is that the relative importance? Diesel, you looking that up, did you find anything? Or is it just like my experience? I couldn't find squat. If you guys can find this stuff, let me know, because I would like to promote it. It does seem like it would be a big deal, right? And for the life of me, I don't understand why Gamecock fans aren't crowing about this. Like, how come you guys aren't walking around 4-1 in your hands? You know, hey, Mark, 4-1 in the Palmetto Series. 4-1, 4-1, 4-1. You guys are dominating. You guys win this thing a majority of years. Or are you the kind, are you the type that truly only care about the one sport? Where if you're not beating Clemson in football, you don't give a rip about the Palmetto Series Cup, about what it is, about what it stands for. My question to you, Palmetto Series, is it a big deal? Is it a little deal? Or is it a no deal? I feel like it should be a big deal. But I haven't lived here long enough to give you an accurate answer. The reality is, it's either a little deal or it's a no deal. You guys tell me which one it is. Little deal or no deal on the text line, 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. I don't get it. You know, if I'm a Gamecock fan, I am in the face of every Clemson fan I know. Hey, we are paddling that ass 4-1 in the Palmetto Series Cup. But instead, it feels like if a tree falls and no one hears it, doesn't make a sound. It's the craziest thing to me, man. Like, you have the low-hanging fruit that is right there for you. And I can't even find one publication that can tell me who's won what sport, why South Carolina has 4 points. I can't even find it. Craziest thing to me in the world. And I don't understand it for the life of me.